The Diddy trial is one of the most insane things to ever happen in recent years, and yet almost nobody really knows what actually happened. But with the charges coming against Diddy, he now faces life imprisonment if convicted on all charges. But with all of the rumors, what really happened at his depraved sex parties? Frederick Zemmermoor, general manager of the Beverly Hills Hotel, testified that Coombs' stays often resulted in $1,000 in damages, all due to the excessive use of candle wax and baby oil, necessitating deep cleaning and room closure. Special Agent Gerard Gannon also testified about items recovered during a raid on Coombs' Miami mansion, including drugs, gun parts, and over 30 bottles of baby oil. People from everywhere are stepping forward with shocking stories about freak-off parties, drug-fueled assaults, hidden cameras, and a culture of silence that protected this all.
Did she go to the police at that point or anything?
No, we didn't know what to do at that point because, you know, Puffy is a very powerful person. And we were quite terrified.
Even Kid Cudi's been in court, testifying against Diddy. Because apparently in 2011, after P. Diddy discovered Cudi's relationship with Casey Ventura, he allegedly broke into his home and later his Porsche was destroyed by a Molotov cocktail. This ex of P. Diddy, Casey Ventura, also testified about enduring years of physical and sexual abuse. She described being coerced into drug-fueled sex parties referred to as freak-offs with a bunch of other celebrities. Even one of Diddy's own employees said that he had to work over 100 hours a week performing tasks beyond typical assistant duties, including cleaning up after all the freak-off parties to prevent hotel staff from leaking information to the public. With all the disturbing freak-off party stories, sleepovers with a teenage Justin Bieber, and P. Diddy funding and controlling your favorite celebrities networking with the most powerful people in the world, all whilst allegedly taking down some of the most iconic musicians in the industry, makes it clear that the court case around P. Diddy goes very deep. And yet all of this, just like with Jeffrey, has been going on secretly behind the closed doors of the Hollywood elite for decades now. Finally, the truth is unraveling in front of our eyes. Ever since the massive raid on one of his mansions last year, Sean Diddy Combs and his sickening private life have been thrust straight into the spotlight. The truth started unraveling when officers found over 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricant in just one of Diddy's residence alone. Because all of this baby oil was just the tip of a massive iceberg, giving people a glimpse into the obsessive scale of what's really going on behind the closed doors of the elites. So when Diddy was arrested in a hotel room in September of last year, police would also find a Gucci bag full of pills and other hard drugs, a loaded handgun, lingerie, high heels, and a disassembled AR-15 rifle parts. It appears that Diddy was preparing for some sort of final blowout, despite knowing that the police were due to arrest him at any moment. Maybe he knew there wasn't any point in hiding his actions anymore, and it really doesn't look good considering how people are describing Diddy's relationship with his former girlfriend Casey Ventura. Now, it's been crystal clear for years that something awful was going on behind the scenes, as in November of 2023, Miss Ventura settled a civil lawsuit against Diddy within one day of it being filed. Clearly, Diddy and his lawyers wanted so badly to keep things under wraps they immediately agreed to the deal. From the trial, we've recently learned that this brief period of silence cost Diddy $20 million, and it obviously hasn't stopped a whole slew of testimony from coming out in his criminal trial though. One piece of evidence, which was recently released to the public, shows Diddy physically abusing Ventura outside of a hotel room. He assaults her, kicking her and dragging her along the ground. He then later appears to throw glass at her, which shatters onto the hotel floor. This is just one awful act in what the prosecution is alleging was a long relationship defined by abusive control. However, the state isn't investigating their relationship. Instead, they're trying to prove that Diddy was the mastermind behind a much bigger, larger criminal organization. One that connected all of the elites across America. And people are spreading accusations everywhere online about all the famous people involved with his freak-off party. As other people connected to Diddy's music empire have described the same things and corroborated the allegations about his relationship with Miss Ventura. One singer who worked with Diddy said that Ventura tried but failed to hide the abuse with sunglasses and makeup. Diddy's former personal assistant told the court about he controlled her with money, keeping her close by completely managing every aspect of her finances, all the way down to her personal living expenses. His relationship of control with Miss Ventura mirrors the picture that the prosecution will be painting of Diddy's business empire. To prove the racketeering and the trafficking charges, they'll need to provide evidence that Diddy was at the center of this all. Some of the witnesses have already given testimony to this effect. That personal assistant we mentioned before described the situation, saying that, quote, "This is Mr. Coombs' kingdom and we are all here to serve in it." This will all hinge on on Diddy's parties, the infamous Freak Offs, and the role that they played in his alleged crimes. These parties were spoken about in hushed tones for years by celebrities. They made innuendos or they implied things, but it was rare for anyone to go into any concrete details.
Hey, everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party, so.
Yeah, that's what's up.
As the trial has gone on though, we've already learned a lot recently. But before we continue, did you know the scent can speak volumes about who you are? It's like an invisible accessory that leaves a lasting impression without saying a word. And finding the perfect fragrance has always been tricky for me, testing endless samples, hoping one works, only to waste money and product. But recently, I've been exploring new scents, and ScentBird has completely changed the game. It's made the entire process so much easier and more fun. One of my current favorites is Dime by Tuesday Date Night, a bold, warm blend of spicy cardamom, leather, and smoky sandalwood. Another scent I've been loving is Michelle Germain's Sexual Paris, which gives off a classy masculine vibe with notes of French champagne, mandarin, and amber. And what makes this all effortless is ScentBird. It's not just a fragrance subscription, it's a smarter way to discover new scents without the commitment. And for just $8 to start, you get to try premium fragrances from top brands like Prada and even niche labels like Roja. Each fragrance comes in a 30-day supply, so you can really experience it before buying a full-size bottle. And with over 900 options and a personalized quiz to guide you, finding your signature scent is simple. What I love most is the freedom, as you can switch up your fragrance every month without dropping hundreds on full bottles, and their travel-friendly vials are perfect for on-the-go refreshers, whether you're traveling, heading to the gym, or just out for the day. So if you're ready to find your next signature scent without breaking the bank, I highly recommend checking out ScentBird. Just use my code MOON3 or scan the QR code on screen to get 55% off of your first month. That's just $8 to find your next signature scent. One exotic dancer described how he was first hired to perform at one of his parties for $800, and that Miss Ventura told him her and her husband liked to create a sexy scene. He went on to attend a further 8 to 12 parties. Casey was both key in setting these up for Diddy, but also, as he described, became part of them as well. But she said that the depraved acts he forced her to do became a job because they happened so much. There's far too much evidence of abuse for Diddy's defense team to deny this, both in his relationship with Miss Ventura as well as his other relationships. Instead, to get him on the same charges they used to convict mobsters, they'll need to prove a criminal conspiracy. But whilst the state is trying to prove this kind of conspiracy, the media are very happy to ignore how deep it really goes. Tons of different celebrities were involved at varying levels, people that we grew up loving, household names, and it's likely that lots of these people were also victims, led into the chaos by the promise of fame and more opportunity. Britney Spears, who has been mentioned in court documents, is likely to fit into this category. Casey Ventura testified that Diddy accompanied Britney to her 21st birthday party, and that they began a relationship the very same night. Others may have been more like bystanders or even accomplices. What is clear though is that the culture of silence around Diddy's parties was absolutely impenetrable. While lots of people seem to mention it, nobody ever went into real details or blew the whistle until it was already coming crashing down. There were a few hints here and there. People knew he controlled the industry, and there was some very suspicious stuff going on behind the scenes. It's why the infamous Family Guy clip from years ago is now making the rounds online. And it's scary to see that people in the industry even knew about this stuff way before we had any idea. Now it just seems like this was an open secret for decades, accepted and put up with by the majority of the show business world. Even all the way back in 2002, Diddy joked about locking the doors and turning up the heat at his parties, making sure that people can't leave and that they get as intoxicated as possible. This resurfaced segment sounds far more sinister in hindsight, knowing that Diddy wasn't joking at all as he gets more involved in recounting this all.
If you don't have what they need, they're gonna leave.
Right.
Gotta
right.
keep them there.
Right.
You need locks on the doors.
Then you've got all the other time celebrities were caught talking about the parties on camera. You can always tell that they're referring to things that people in the business know about, but that they can't go into more details in front of the public eye, all due to the powerful people involved. First, here's the clip from 2014, where Khloe Kardashian describes meeting her friends at a party where around half the people there were naked.
So who was with you this weekend?
A bunch of my friends.
Diddy, Quincy, Justin Bieber.
So far,
French
so good.
Montana.
On a plane at 5:30 a.m. Oh, this party. I think half the people there were butt naked.
Now that we know the truth, it makes her knowing Smile that much more sinister. And we have no idea what she isn't letting on. This is what she says to the public. But just the fact that she felt safe enough to even talk about this in the middle of her reality TV show is very telling, as it implies they felt absolutely untouchable at the top. There's so many more examples of these kinds of interviews and moments from celebrity culture. While lots of them went unnoticed at first, when the news of Diddy's arrest first hit, people were quick to link them back to the crimes. Just take this interview with Ashton Kutcher on Hot Ones. When the host Sean Evans asks him about a picture of him at a Diddy party, he quickly realizes he can't actually go into any details. He's immediately uncomfortable, trying to figure out what he could say before he realizes none of it is safe for the camera.
Diddy party stories, they're our favorite genre of anecdote, if you have one, yeah.
Wow, okay, I've got a lot I can't tell. So, can't tell that one either.
So in the end, he just quickly changes the topic, as you can see in this clip. Other clips have also resurfaced that are much more tragic. There's all the footage of a young Justin Bieber getting sucked into Diddy's orbit. At the time, he was far too young to even understand what was happening. It all seems incredibly predatory, although Justin Bieber has recently said that he wasn't one of the victims. Then there's Usher's experiences with Diddy. At just 13 years old, he was sent to live with Diddy, ostensibly to advance his career. But in an interview on the Howard Stern show, he said that he saw the lifestyle and that he didn't understand it at the time.
What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was but I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild.
The most telling thing, though, is what Usher's response is when he's asked about whether he'd send his own kids there.
You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
It'd be impossible to get a complete picture of who knew what and what really happened now. But it is clear there was a massive amount of pressure not to raise the alarm about what was going on behind the scenes of the elites. If the story had broken in a less controlled way, who knows who might have been implicated. There are really some people trying to warn the world, though. Both 50 Cent and Eminem have spoken about their feuds with Diddy, and implied very sinister things were happening at his parties. Eminem hit Diddy with one of the coldest lines of his career. Then he went so far as to imply that Diddy was the one who actually ordered Tupac and Biggie's deaths. As the trial unfolds, we're sure to learn a whole lot more about what really happened behind the scenes. But also, a lot of this is covered up, and as it's a federal issue, we can't see what's actually happening inside the court. And then again, it's also unlikely that anyone else with fame and power will be implicated at this point. We've already seen the stuff that happened with Mr. Jeffrey, because now the cat's out of the bag, they're gonna tie everything they can to Diddy and hope this all disappears when he does. In reality though, it's the uncaring attitudes of all the powerful people associated with Diddy that let this go on for so long. And remember to visit Sendbird with the link in the description and use my code MOON3 or scan the QR code on screen to get 55% off of your first month.